You've got mail.
Daddy, I love you. I'm having a hard time saying that to your face, but it's true. I know you love me too, because I can still hear you whisper it in my ear. I'm glad you dumped your girlfriend. I'm sure she was nice, but I want all of what you have to give. I guess I'm a jealous little bitch, aren't I? That's not something a good girl should be, but I'm not perfect. I loved the last visit so much, Daddy. You know that. You must have seen how wide my smile was on the last day and the tears in my eyes when you dropped me at the airport. I really, really didn't want to go home. You took care of me the entire weekend. You treated me like a daughter, but also like a girlfriend. I loved how you kissed my hair and put your arms around me when we walked in public, and how you put your hand on the small of my back when we went into a restaurant. This was the first time in my life any man's really treated me this way. It was like you're courting me, Daddy. Then it was the last night. I was nervous and edgy, Daddy. You must have been able to tell. I couldn't sit still without squirming. I'd been there for 2 nights and nothing had happened. I'd written you. Well, you know. I'd hoped that I was clear enough that I'd given you the permission you needed to do more. The permission that I could never give you face to face. I went to bed early. I said it was because I had to go home the next day and I was exhausted. I wasn't, though. I showered because I wanted to be clean for you. I didn't touch myself, though I wanted to so badly. I lay on the bed, but I couldn't sleep without at least a sheet. I know I wrote that good girls sleep without one so their daddies can appreciate them, but like I said, I'm not perfect. I closed my eyes and I waited and waited. You made me wait so long, Daddy. Did you do it because you were still not sure? Or was it just to work your little girl up? I got so worked up, Daddy. But even so, I must have fallen asleep. I woke up when you kissed my forehead. It was so soft, just like you used to when we all lived together. I felt myself relax then. I knew how safe I was in your hands. I wanted to be in your hands so badly, Daddy. You don't know all of the things your little girl thinks about during the long nights back home. I thought you would stop there, to be honest. I understood. Just because your daughter's a horny little, well, you know, doesn't mean that you have to indulge her. I knew that you loved me, and if it was just ordinary family love, that was okay too. Then I felt you pulling the sheet down. Slowly. The soft fabric catching on my breasts and exposing me to you. You could see me now. All of me, as I am now. As a woman. You could see my nipples stiffen in the chill. My wet little pussy. I parted my legs for you, slightly, and trimmed myself. Did you like looking at me, Daddy? This girl that you made? Did you get hard then, or were you already hard before you came in? I think that you were, Daddy. I think you were looking forward to this as much as I was. You're just very patient. I felt your hand on me then, on my cheek. You were so gentle. Then you moved it and I felt something growing inside me. You let it rest on my neck, Daddy. You put it around my throat like you were going to choke me. How did you know that I fantasize about that, Daddy? You didn't, though I know I got even wetter. You put your hand on my chest then, and my breath quickened. Then I felt your hand slide over to my breast. You cupped it and I whimpered. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at being quiet. It's just, you do things to me, Daddy. things I can't admit to you, even in email. You squeezed my breast firmly. It was so different than the boys that I've let touch me. Don't worry, Daddy. There haven't been many, but they were harsh and fumbling. You were confident and loving. Then you felt my nipple between your thumb and forefinger, and you pinched it hard. You're so bad. I loved it, though. I know I made a sound. I tried so hard not to, but it felt so good. I didn't expect it. I heard you chuckle, you naughty man. I thought you might feel me for a while and leave. That would have been okay, Daddy. I would have touched myself thinking about it for the rest of my life. Every hand on my breast would have been yours in my head. You didn't stop. You moved your hand down to my belly, and it quivered under your touch. Do you like it? Sometimes I think it's too soft to be attractive, but you kissed me on it, and my heart beats so fast. You make me feel such bad things, Daddy. Then your hand moved down to my thigh, and then the inside of my leg. I gasped as you moved it up, but not far enough. You moved it back down, and then back up again, and just a little further this time. You were teasing me, weren't you, Daddy? Did you want me to open my eyes and beg you to do more? I wish I could have. Maybe one day. Thankfully, you love me, really and truly. You might be teasing me, but you'd never deny your little girl anything, would you? I felt it finally, your hand resting on my tight little pussy. I know I moaned a lot. I hope you like hearing what you did to your little girl. You explored me so gently, letting your fingers tease my soaking slit and barely brush my sensitive clit. I heard you make a noise then, too. Then your finger slipped inside me. You're the only man who's ever been inside me, Daddy. Do you like knowing that? You were so cruel with me. You didn't give me time to recover. You just pumped that finger inside me again and again. You didn't even use a second one. Maybe you thought it would hurt me, or maybe you just really want to stretch me out with a different part of your body. That finger, in and out, speeding up. I can still feel it right now. You went in as deep as you could. Used your thumb to play with my clit a little more firmly each moment. I was close, Daddy. I was shaking all over. You knew what I needed. You hooked your finger up and touched me right there. I'd never even done that before. I came, Daddy. I was loud. I know I was. I'm sorry, Daddy. I know good girls are supposed to be quiet, but you just drove me so crazy. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. You've made me so wet again, I need to take care of things right now. BRB.
Daddy? Daddy? Yes, Daddy. Right there, Daddy. Daddy? Oh, you're gonna make me come, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Daddy? I'm coming, Daddy. Oh, 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 Daddy. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm feeling much more relaxed. You'll never guess whose fingers I imagined were inside me when I came all over my own. I was so happy then, but I wasn't sure what was going on. You must think I'm such a silly bimbo to not figure it out. I heard you breathing hard. I even heard the noise your hand made on your cock, but I didn't understand what it meant. Probably because I had just come and I'm a selfish little thing. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll think of you more next time. You kept breathing harder, and I understood. My daddy was touching himself and looking at me. You were so turned on just by my body. I felt so good knowing that, Daddy. I heard you move just a hesitant step or two, and I wondered if you were leaving, but you weren't. You groaned then. God, I would do anything to hear that sound again. Then I felt it. Warm liquid splashing on my cheek, my forehead, my closed eyes. It hit my mouth and neck. Some even got on my chest and in my hair. I was so excited, Daddy. I made you come on me. I almost came again, too. There was so much. It ran and flowed over my mouth, and it smelled so good. I heard you whisper in my ear, I love you. And then you left. Oh, how I wish I could have been brave enough to ask you to stay. But you don't know what you did for me. I got up and went to the bathroom. Slowly, I cleaned your cum off me. First my eyes. Then I took a picture so I could remember what I looked like when my handsome, strong daddy marked me as his forever. Then I wiped as much as I could off with my bare hands. Do you know what I did then? I licked it off my fingers. It was so salty and delicious. I swallowed as much as I could before I washed up. I tried not to use any soap, but I needed it to get the cum out of my hair. I wanted to still smell like you all day when I was traveling home. I wanted other people to be able to smell me and know I had someone who loved me as much as you do. I wanted Mom to smell me and know that you had a woman now who would treat you right and take care of you. I feel so dirty writing this down, Daddy, but it all feels so right. I can't wait for next week. I'm still not brave enough to be awake for you yet. But do you think you could come to my room every night this time, instead of just the last one? If I don't get more of your cum, I think I might die. This time, though, maybe I'll leave my mouth open for you to put whatever you want in. Or maybe put some baby oil on my breasts in case you want to slide something over my chest. Or if I can bring myself to, leave my legs spread so wide for you, Daddy, so you can see how wet and swollen and needy you make your little girl. And for easy access. I'm always going to be easy for you, Daddy. Whatever I do, I don't want you to think that means that I won't be good for you. You can do whatever you want to me, Daddy. You can move me and pose me and use me in any way that you want. Oh, God, I just got shivers from writing that. I'll do anything to be the girl that makes you happy and gets filled with your cum. With all of my love, forever, your very good little girl.